R-O-N-A-N, McNairn, M-C, N for Norman, E for Edward, R for Roger, N for Norman.
And are you, do you have a title here or something? What do you do?
I'm part of the press team.
Part of the press team. And have you sort of lived here?
I camped at St Paul's for 3 of the weeks, but then I have a dog who doesn't particularly like fireworks or loud noises. So
can I ask your age?
36.
And can I ask what you do?
I'm part of Occupation Records, which is the record label that's coming out of Occupy, and we've got an album coming out, well, it's coming out at the moment, Pay What You Can Afford Downloads, album, CD, vinyl, with Billy Bragg, Tom Morello, Benny DeFranco. So whilst all of this is happening, that is also
Well, you'll give us all the details of that.
Yeah, certainly can do, yeah.
Website, etc. So what's happening today as far as you know? Do you know when you're going to be officially evicted?
No, the council aren't being forthcoming about that, yeah. As you might expect. The court ruled on Friday that it could happen, or I think Islington volunteered that it wouldn't happen pre-bank or during the bank holiday, so it's likely to come any time. There was the potential that it could come last night, but it didn't. So it's likely that the longer it goes, it's the more likely it's going to happen.
Yeah, and are people slowly moving off? It seems that way.
About 30% of the structures are down. The big structures, the valuable things, have been taken away so that they're safe. Also, some people have gone or been rehomed, but there are, I don't know exactly, 30, 40 people who are still here who want to do a variety of things, but generally kind of marking it kind of peacefully, or they don't want to go to Nestie, just go. But it's really about, what has happened here is that when Occupy came in on the 21st of October, a week after St Paul's, this is a camp was heading towards becoming an eco village. Then the eviction of St Paul's happened, and the bank School of Ideas at the same time, and suddenly there was a massive influx. So it more than tripled overnight. So it became quite challenging. I would say that some of the nature of the people here have changed, and that actually it's become a home for homeless people. And what's going to happen now is a lot of the people here, if they don't tick certain boxes, they don't have enough.